Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, this one is from Ron Norris.
As a high school student in the early 1960s, I got caught up in the race for space. This was an era where the Soviet Union had beat us to sending a satellite into orbit and also a man into orbit before us. And so there was great emphasis on math and science. Unfortunately, for me, I wasn't very good in math and science, and I developed some very poor study habits. I did well in English and history, but I could do well without really investing a lot of time in it. When I entered the University of Miami, I brought along those poor study habits with me, and I more or less skated through the first 2 years of college by relying heavily on cliff notes, course outlines, and cramming for final exams. And I maintained what we generously called in those days a gentlemanly C average, and that was very generous. Well, I found myself as a junior sitting in a U.S. history class one day at the beginning of the semester, and history was my favorite subject, so I was sitting at the front of the class. And the instructor, the professor, had just delivered a very good lecture on Herbert Hoover and said at the end of the lecture, next week, and this was on a Thursday, she said this, and this class met twice a week for about 80 minutes. She said, next week, we're going to talk about the New Deal and Franklin Roosevelt. And being a bit of a wise guy, I piped up from the front of the class. I said, you mean instead of the old deal, we're going to talk about the New Deal? Well, she didn't think it was very funny. She looked me square in the eye and said, well, since you seem to know so much about it, why don't you prepare the lecture for next week? And with that, she got up and left the room. Well, I was stunned, virtually stunned. I had never prepared an academic lecture in my life. The extent of my public speaking career at that point was reading my composition in 10th grade on what I did over summer vacation. Well, the smart thing would have been to go to her office, apologize, and get off the hook. And I really wasn't sure whether she was serious or not. But of course, being young and foolish, I decided I'm going to take the challenge. So for the next several days, I went to the library, I studied up on the New Deal. I got a big bunch of 3x5 index cards, and I prepared about 40 of those cards with all my notes. And mind you now, I wasn't really sure that she was serious about having me deliver the lecture. So I went to class the following Tuesday afternoon, prepared to give the lecture, or at least I thought I was prepared. And I waited for her to come into the room. She did. She went to the lectern at the front, and she began. She began the lecture. Well, I immediately raised my hand, and I said, Professor, I thought I was to deliver the lecture today. And to my surprise, she said, well, if you want to do it, here's the podium. Go ahead. And off she went to the back of the room, squarely in the middle, though, looking me straight in the eye. Now, it's amazing how much you can learn by body language and a look. But the look was definitely, I'm not going to let this go down the drain. I don't really care if you fail, but I'm not going to let the class down. So if you mess it up, off you go. Anyway, I delivered this lecture talking about all the different agencies in the New Deal, the NRA, the CWA, the CCC. And as I was doing this, she was turning page after page in her notes, following along, making sure that I didn't miss a thing. Well, throughout the lecture, which went 80 minutes, seemed like a long, long time to me, but I filled it with 80 minutes of facts and information. She never said a word. She never made a correction, and I finished right on time. She came up afterwards and said, that was very good. She said, I hope everybody was listening carefully. There'll be lots of questions in the final exam. Well, for me, this was a big success, and it proved to me for the first time that if I did the work, as I should have been doing for the first 2 years, there was a big payoff. And so learning that lesson, I applied myself over the balance of my college career, and I wound up making A's and B's instead of C's and graduated with my class. So for me, it was a turning point in my academic career and really sort of a turning point of some sort for my life, because eventually I became a human resources director, which I did for about 25 years, where I made many, many public speeches, addressed large groups, and something that I enjoyed doing very, very much.
Ron Norris, with a story about waking up at school.
I like that characterization. That's exactly the case. He maintained what he calls a gentlemanly C average, which I really like.
It was by accident that the teacher, it sounds like, was upset at his joke, and it changed his life forever.
Yeah, and what I love about this story is it is so deeply true. Anybody who has ever been in college, anybody who has taught college students knows that they are adults, but they are still on the cusp of childhood. And so their judgment is, you know, is still growing, is still developing. Why didn't he go and ask the professor, "Were you serious?" But he didn't, and it turned out to be a great thing because he did all of that work. But I wonder, because she clearly wasn't serious because she had the lecture all prepared, and it reminded me of so many times in my own college years where I just really didn't have a clue.
I didn't have a clue, and if I was in Ron's place, I would have kept quiet and let the teacher go on with the lecture, even though I've done that work.
Oh, that's a good point. So he wasn't comfortable with public speaking anyway. So even though he had done the work, why do it? And I think that says a lot about his character, that he had done the work, he was going to go through with it. He wasn't going to say, "Whew, saved by the teacher, and I didn't have to do this after all."
What does it say about my character?
Let's not go there, Michael. You know, public speaking, although teaching is not technically public speaking, but to a college student it is when he's standing up and speaking to the class, public speaking has long been the number one fear of Americans. Since 9/11, supposedly, according to surveys, it is now the number two fear behind terrorism. But the fact that it was the number one fear, even greater than death, if you can believe such a thing, led Jerry Seinfeld once to say that that means that at a funeral, people would prefer to be in the coffin rather than deliver the eulogy. So that says a whole lot about this young man, that he had put in the work and he was ready to stand up and do the time.
That's quite admirable. 80 minutes on the New Deal. I'm surprised he didn't go on to be a teacher.
I know. I was waiting for that at the end of the story. But you know what? I love that he was in HR. He did a lot of speaking after that. And to be in HR, you got to be a people person. You really have to be able to connect. And this is a guy who really has something going for him.
Kind of makes you wonder why teachers don't give out assignments like this more often.
I think I'm going to go to my office and develop one right this moment. And my students will thank you for that.
Karen, you have a storytelling event this evening?
Yes, at 8 o'clock to 9:30, a free storytelling slam, which is just a friendly competition, no notes, no memorization, at the Florida Atlantic University Boca Raton campus. That's 777 Glades Road, the Living Room Theaters Cafe. And for more information about that, or to leave a story, to share a story with us, email me at cneil, that's C, N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or check out our website, wlrn.org, and then search radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Mike. I'll see you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.